sharing. Hi, I'm Tom McKay. I'm your host for 3D Politics, all the exciting stuff going on here in Oklahoma. David Vann, David Oldman, David D'Ambroso here with all of the top news in Oklahoma. We're going to follow up with where we started or dropped off last time. David, tell us about this double jeopardy story at the federal level.
Well, actually, we weren't talking about it last time, but it was what I got home to. The news was C-SPAN
last
was on.
Last news.
And the Supreme Court ruled that you may be in danger of life and limb for a single crime by multiple sovereigns. In other words, and what they're calling sovereigns are governments, state governments or federal government. So the Fifth Amendment specifically says that you cannot be tried more than once or be put in danger. A person cannot be put in danger more than once in danger of life and limb.
Yeah, I saw the fugitive. We all saw the fugitive.
and so what has happened, though, is the federal government has come out with hate crime legislation and legislation of their own for various crimes. And if they don't like the kind of punishment that you're getting, they will bring their own charges for federal hate crime or other federal crime charges. Well, what has happened is Gamble was arrested for drug and gun charges. The gun charge was legitimate to the degree that he was a felon, and he was sentenced to a year in prison. Well, the state came back, or the federal government came back and got him 4 years. So he was tried twice
for the same
crime, but. And he argued that he should not be held to account for the other 3 years in prison, in federal prison. And yeah, the Supreme Court has now come back. Well, but the thing is that the state had already sentenced him and so forth, but he was yet tried again. So we have two trials of fact. We have and the Seventh Amendment says that only one jury can. Only that fact stands. So if the state had held him innocent, and we've seen in other cases, I don't have the case in front of me.
Not guilty.
But they were held not guilty by the state, but then guilty by the feds, and they go to federal prison. So this case should anger anybody that wants to have a measure of rights upheld, because now the sky's the limit. They can do whatever they want, just pass some legislation, throw you in prison for whatever time.
My question on this is, not only, in my opinion, should we not have two trials, we should not even have duplicate laws.
Exactly.
Because when the original 13 states decided to make this child call the federal government, this commonwealth, much like the European Union is today, that's essentially what they were doing, was trying to pull together resources. They specifically said, these are your authorities, federal government, mm-hmm. The rest belongs to the states.
Correct.
Powers.
Yes.
They don't have rights.
But
this was a new idea in America. This was a new American idea.
So,
correct.
Unless it's an interstate gun running kind of scenario where interstate kicks in or something like that, it really should be up to the state to decide what the laws in their state are regarding firearms.
It's awfully convenient that interstate commerce governs everything. So,
well, it always comes in. That's the whole twist in the whole thing is. First, it starts with, and it's a new twist in terms of the last 100 years, is that the federal government can prevent interstate trade and prohibit it, and that somehow is legitimate without a constitutional amendment. Because we have rights to
wait a minute, you mean
to trade
intrastate within that state
and interstate.
Yeah, the interstate I can understand, the regulating interstate commerce.
But right? Remember, regulation cannot be prohibition.
Right.
Otherwise it's not regulation.
Why is that?
Gotcha.
Inside joke, folks. You'll catch on.
You'll get the joke.
Yeah.
But
for people, since we have that break, for people who are just joining us, especially that one, what state? Where's this case out of the case we're talking about?
Gamble, I think it was Alabama.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, not only was he found guilty, at the state level, federal government didn't think that the state jury gave him enough time, right?
Yeah, so, I'm trying to remember if he pled or if he actually had a jury trial, but either way, he pled in federal court expecting to be able to appeal and get the time overturned under double jeopardy, because he was definitely put in danger of life and limb twice. Because he was sentenced to 1 year for
his life. He has to appeal to the federal government for that?
Because it was the federal charge that was the double. Right. And so it went to the Supreme Court, and they then turned around on a 6-2 decision. And believe it or not, Gorsuch, who I have really liked so far with everything I've seen of him, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg got it right.
Yeah.
They were the two that got it right.
I don't believe that, because I don't believe that she's still alive.
Now, Justice Thomas is being widely acclaimed for his separate but consenting opinion to the majority.
Yeah.
And that was because he brought up stare decisis. And this is a term we should all know. Stare decisis is Latin for what has come before. And what it means is that they relied
on the laziest doctrine in all of government, and it's essentially the most powerful doctrine.
It is before the court, because what they do is they rely on precedent everything else, and it's the way that
always flung dung. So we've got to continue.
Exactly. Well, you know what? It really makes their job difficult, because they have to wheedle around, and it's kind of like going to church and hearing some guy lie about the Bible in the pulpit, right? And how much work they have to work to get around the actual text.
Right. Well, that's pretty easy to me.
It's pretty easy. Okay, so here's an unintended outcome that prosecutors actually are not going to like. Because if a prosecutor can work out a deal, let's say in some conspiracy thing, if they can get one guy to flip on the rest of them and turn state's witness, and in exchange they offer him a sweet deal, well, now that guy's going to think, wait a minute, I might get a sweet deal in state court, but federal court's going to come after me, because I am going to be admitting on the stand everything I did.
You better hold back just a little bit for that second sweet deal, guys.
So it's going to make it a lot harder to prosecute. You follow what I'm saying?
Oh, totally. I mean,
it's very interesting.
It means that you have to get a lawyer that is familiar with federal law as well as state, in order to be able to fight your state case, because very likely the feds could get involved. And so any advice you get has to include all this extra unconstitutional behavior.
Yeah.
There you go.
That means the word constitutional has been invoked.
Yes. And I've done pretty well not to.
It's pretty good. We're at like 10 minutes.
As you know, David is the author of the website On Constitutional Grounds.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to go there every time you hear a bell from now on.
Yeah,
that's how that works. That's right.
Wait, the Russians again?
Yeah.